Well, it's 16 minutes after 4. South African time on this beautiful Thursday morning, Yomul Khamis. Yes, my wonderful listeners, it is the first of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Rabi'ul Akhir. O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, read this Masnoon and Sunnah Dua, which Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Allahu Akbar, repeat after me. Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. These words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. And it means, O Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, make this month of Rabi'ul Akhir a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the entire ummah. So inshallah that will happen. Wa Rushdin, and a month of righteousness for all of us and the entire international community. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 60 and 61. What does Almighty Allah teach us? What are the true qualities of those devoted, dedicated Muslims? وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا. They are those people who give مَا آتَوْا from what Almighty Allah gave them. But when they spend in the path of Allah, they do good deeds and righteous actions. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. While their hearts are trembling. Why their hearts are trembling? Just now we'll explain to you. أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. That they have to return to Almighty Allah. They have to return for their reckoning and accountability. And who indeed are these people? أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They are those people who hasten towards good deeds. They do not slack behind. They are not lazy and lethargic. They are أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. And they always are in the forefront. Imagine. Today, now I want to give you a lesson, O esteemed listener. Today, nationally, globally, internationally, you find people sitting on their lazy boy. They sit with the internet, and then they think they will look at the Quran Sharif, the translation, and then they want to come to their own conclusions. So this verse here, our mother Siddiqa bint Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, the honorable wife and spouse of the master, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she posed a question. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this portion of this verse, wa qulubuhum wajilatun, their hearts are trembling. To who does it refer to? To those people, yasriqoon wa yaznoon, those people who stole and committed fraud, those people who committed fornication, adultery. Does it refer to them? Hadith, if you want a reference, go open Tirmidhi Sharif. Call he, the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La, ya bint Siddiq, O Siddiq al-Adli, no Siddiq's daughter. See how Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would address her. Ya Humaira, O you with the red, red complexion, whitish, reddish. Ya Muwaffaqa, Allah gave you divine guidance. Ya bint as-Siddiq, so you show when you speak to your wife, speak to her and give her various titles, oh my darling, oh my sweetheart, oh my poppy. All this here is what Islam teaches, affectionate titles. They are those people, yuswalloon, wa yasumoon, wa yatasaddaqoon, that they are reading and performing their prayer, they are fasting, they give out charity, wa yakhafoon, but they fear, O bint as-Siddiq, will they be minal maqbooleen, from the accepted servants of Allah, or minal matrudeen, the rejected servants of Allah. Therefore their hearts are trembling, O Muslim, O Muslima. Whenever we do a good action, this morning you read Tahajjud Salat, last night, yesterday you gave out charity, don't be gratified and satisfied with that. Cry, beg, petition Almighty Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Always ask Allah, these actions we are doing, they're not on par, Ya Allah, but out of your benevolence, grace, accept it from us, because verily, Ya Allah, you are all-hearing and all-knowing. Allah Jalla Wala has announced the law, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah will not accept from Harkas wa Nakas wa Kullu man Habba wa Dabba, from every Tom, Dick and Harry and every Tom, Dick and Mary. Allah says, I will only accept from those people who have true Iman, who have true faith, who have taqwa and piety. From them I will accept. So what is a big lesson? You need a teacher. And you need a teacher from Ulama-i Haqqani, Ulama-i Rabbani. Then only will you understand the Quran. Today this menace that has plagued our society, that self-study and people want to become self-centered, remember that will lead you to become dwallu wa adwallu. You go astray and you lead other people astray. Let us take you around the world. So many items we can discuss briefly. Rishi Sunak, the first Asian Indian Prime Minister of UK. So he already started on the wrong foot as far as we are concerned. You see, Rishi, you made three statements. Number one, you are pro-Israel. How can a person, irrespective which faith he or she belongs to, be pro-Israel when Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime? Number two, you are pro-India and pro-Modi and BJP. How can any person who is fair and just be pro-Modi and BJP when the RSS and their history, and Modi, he is a mass murderer, what he did in Gujarat. Remember, the American regime said for 10 years they were not allowing in America. This is all documented. And yet you have the audacity to go and support him. Third one, you said that China is the biggest threat. So what have you done, Richie Rich? Remember this, this is what you did. If you have elections this year, next year, whenever, or 2024, and if you are still around, which you won't be in 2024, so what will happen is, you already alienated the Muslims. 90%, 80% of the Muslims of UK will never vote for you because of your stance regarding Israel and regarding your stance of India, and both of them our worst enemies according to Quran. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ الناس عداوة للذين آمنوا اليهود والذين أشركوا. Your worst enemies are the Jews and the idol worshippers, the Hindus. Chapter 5, verse 82. We never ever said every Hindu or every Jew, but it refers to majority Jews and majority Hindus and idol worshippers. So the Muslim vote is out for you. Then those who belong to the Labour Party, remember, if you have elections now, then your people's survey is this, that they have a 30% lead over you, or 40% lead over you. So the Labour Party will not be, their supporters will not be voting for you. Then among the whites that are left, they're not going to vote for you, majority of them. You see how they're heckling you already. Go back to India. Go, you're an Indian. You're an Asian. What you doing here? And so forth. I told you, they are racist. Remember that. So therefore, your chances of survival are very, very slim. With all the money you have, you're richer than the king, but you will be a disaster for them. And remember, I said this year, right? And I'm telling you, next year, Diwali, you'll be out. They're playing you and setting you up for failure. Iran. Now, those of you Muslims, non-Muslims who don't know Iran, I visited Iran in 2013. I spent 13 days there. First of Rabiul Awal, I arrived. It was a Monday. And 13 Rabiul Awal, Saturday, I left Tehran and came back. So I went to this place, Shiraz. So yesterday there was an attack on one of the shrines, and the Sunnis, I'll explain to you what they mean by Sunnis and Shias and so forth, attacked the shrine, and minimum 15 Shias died, and remember 40-50 of them are injured. And according to the news, they say the Iranian authorities have arrested, remember, 2 Sunnis. Sunni is we. People who believe in the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, as a direct speech of Almighty Allah, in the Sunnah and teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we say every companion of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam will enter paradise, enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran, chapter 57, verse 10, wa kullu wa'adallahu al-husna, and we hold them in the highest regard. So let us go to the Shias and see. They, when it comes to Quran, they say they believe in it. But if you study their greatest books, and Usulul Kafi is one of their most authoritative books, and written by Kulaini, and we have all this on internet also, it's freely available. There they write that there are 17,000 verses in the Quran, but the Quran only has 6,236 verses. As far as the ahadith and teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam go, they reject 80%, 90% of that. Because it's reported, narrated by Sahaba, by the students, companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say the greatest companions are non-Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So how can we consider them to be Muslim? Khomeini writes, and I have the book by me, he writes in Tawdihul Masail, you can make mut'a, prostitution, for 1 hour. In Tahrirul Wasila, he says you can rape children who are even born yesterday and today, so you can finger them and do this and so forth. All this we have, remember, we don't speak from our thumb. So therefore, our ruling, listen carefully, loudly and boldly. Shias are non-Muslim. So now they're going to play the card. What's the card? That these are the work of the Sunnis, the Takfiris, those who made the Shia non-Muslims and so forth. You see the mass media, we were the first one here in South Africa to tell you about this. The day in Zahidan, Zahidan is the Sunni area where Sunnis are in the majority. So their police officer raped a Sunni girl, 15 years old, 14 year old girl. And the mass media, because of censorship and that, they didn't carry that story. When the Sunnis, the Muslims went to protest, they murdered over 90, over 100 of the Sunnis. So the Sunnis are waiting for an opportunity, and when their Arba'een came, their 40 days came for the lady, that hijab story and whatever else. So they knew this is a golden target, and that is why they did that. So you need to understand things holistically, and don't just jump. You must remember selectively and so forth. Shias are 100% kuffar, remember that. If you have love and honor for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu ajma'in. So that is what you must understand there. And then Kanye West, whatever his name is, now he put the jutlas in their place. He told them what they are. Your jutlas are this, you are this. So now the companies are pulling out, you see. Though, but he's a multimillionaire himself, and what he spoke, most of it, or many things of what he said, is the truth. But the truth is very bitter for the jutla. So I told you, jutlas and Jews and Zionists, Allah is going to punish you till the day of Qiyamah. Till the day of justice, layab'athanna alayhim ila yawmil qiyamati man yasumuhum su'al adhab. Chapter 7, verse 167. You are not a chosen race or a chosen people, you are a cursed people and punished by Almighty Allah forever. Right, America, we come to you. What you say, Sleepy Joe? Your diesel reserves are decreasing. They're going to face a diesel shortage very, very soon if they are not careful. And they are social by media, they are tech companies, whether it be Google, whether it be YouTube, or whether it be Meta or Meta, whatever, all losing millions and millions of dollars. You see, the American economy going in the negative, not in the positive. Now, in the Haaretz is mentioned another lesson for you, Jutlas. If Russia and Iran have teamed up against Ukraine, and they're sending Ukraine to hell, if you look at it, that they're finishing the whole Ukraine, NATO and Europe up. So if they have to attack Israel, what will happen? And let me give you, because I know you 90% of Muslim, non-Muslim, you don't know this. Putin is a big harami, but Putin knows how to play the cards. So Putin told the Mujahideen of Afghanistan, what you guys doing there? You're doing nothing now. You gave the Americans and the coalition a good whooping and threshing. I need you here. The Chechen Muslims, the Mujahideen, they were Putin. Afghanistan Mujahideen, now one by one going to Russia. To Russia with love, you see? We're going to fight for you, Russia. We will take on America. We will take on Europe. They murdered our children. They murdered our parents. They murdered our madres. They killed so many of our people. We're ready for you. So Putin cut the deal with Afghan Mujahideen. Now I'm asking you, if this Mujahideen of Khorasan, that's the old name of Afghanistan, and then you got Putin, and then you got Iran, and then they come for Israel, what will happen to Israel? You think about it, you jutlas, the signs are very, very ominous, remember that. Then Australia poking their nose from down under, World Cup all haram. First thing, World Cup, soccer World Cup, cricket World Cup, all haram. But we must be fair and just. Now Australia soccer team, that they want to poke their big nose into Qatar's affairs, and they criticizing Qatar them and say, you must decriminalize that, you must have Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. What right you got to interfere in another person's country? I'm asking you. So you must remember that. You should look at your own history. I met the Aborigines when I was there in Australia. When are you going to pay them reparations? When are you going to make your history straight? You, France, you, America, you, the Western countries, you need to look at your own history, what you did with the native people, indigenous people, how you murdered them, massacred them, slaughtered them, and then you want to attack the Muslim countries and Arab countries. So you go and look in your own backyard. Our beloved country, South Africa, you must remember, what can we say? America treats you, South Africa, politicians, president, ANC, as a third world country, fourth world country. So yesterday, drama in South Africa. Drama on the high seas. So what happens? Now a yacht from Russia is coming to dock in Cape Town, right? So the Americanos, the Yankees, they say, hey, how can this happen? So South Africa don't want to join us. They say we're neutral. Let's fix them up. We told them that there's an alert, security alert, and in Sandton a bomb will go, and this will go. Now imagine if you got protocol. Let's say that your evidence is credible, your American embassy. What was your first thing you should have done? Common sense. You should have alerted the South African authorities. That is what protocol demands. But you want drama. You know ANC and South Africa can't do you anything. You treat them as a third world, fourth world country. And then you cause panic in South Africa. So if I was the ANC president politician, you should summon the ambassador immediately today, tomorrow, and tell him, you don't come and talk nonsense here in our country. So we are an autonomous country. Don't come create panic here for nothing and so forth. But you see, you need iman, you need faith, you need conviction, you need self-esteem. Americans will say, just take some money, papa, and everything lungile. They'll say, yeah, lungile. They say, bring another one, or say lungile. You see, that is the problem. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our brothers, I think they are brother. One is brother, one is brother-in-law. Mm. One's name is Molana Fahim, and the other one is Ridwan. They were, you know, robbery took place. They were murdered. They were martyred. They contacted me, some family members yesterday, the Hajjad family from Yale and Asia. Allah Ta'ala grant our brothers Jannatul Firdaus. This is our South Africa, that where people get shot, this robbery, everything. And then another brother also got kidnapped. What his name, Rabulana? He's also from the, which part? Yeah, he's somewhere nearby. Yeah.
Grasmere, he's from Grasmere, Ustad.
From Grasmere, your brother Rashid, I think.
See, Rashid Jetam
Ji. Yeah, Rashid Jetam. So he has been kidnapped. Now look at it. The Muslims, two murdered and martyred, and one kidnapped, now in the past 24 hours and so forth. So brothers, sisters, Muslim, non-Muslim, cry to Allah. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah alone protect us. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. What a beautiful country, sent to the dogs by the corrupt politicians, corrupt judiciary, and corrupt law enforcement. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ. Allah have mercy on us.
Ustaz, we start with a sister from Lanesia. She says, I'm a sister from Lanesia, a family friend of the Marhum's family that you're speaking about. She says, on a serious note, why can't we Muslims do something about crime and the kidnapping? We are tired, Mufti AK, and you tell us not to make hijrah from this country? Ustaz.
Remember, my sister, this is a three-part question. What will a Muslim do? Look at us. Everything, we are disunited, we are fragmented and so forth. We can't agree on anything. Every second person does not look at the welfare of the ummah, of the nation. 90%, 80% people are self-centered. They look at their selfish interests. I mean, let us be honest about these issues, right? Second one is, you say you want to make hijrah, you want to migrate and so forth. So the question I'm going to pose to you, where are you going to migrate? Yeah. America doesn't want you. Europe doesn't want you. Other countries are going to treat you as a second, third class citizen. The man is a prime minister today. They in UK. But see already what they're telling him. You must go back to India. You're an Indian. You're an Asian. How come you are the prime? So they are racist, these whites. Majority of them. It's not only in South Africa. And then, sister, brother, you will go. What about your children who are 8, 9, 15 years old? I can write it down to you now. Majority of them will end up as murtad and out of the fold of Islam. That environment is not there. They will get involved in LGBT. They will get involved in interfaith. They will get involved in drugs and alcohol. So all these funny things will go on. Think about this here. Third one, sister. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall you, the Quran Kareem states, is because of your own deeds. So me and you need to do introspection and soul searching. How good a Muslim are we? We don't want to pray five times a day. We don't want to pay our zakat. We don't want to be fulfilling the rights of Almighty Allah. We don't want to look at our divorce rate. Every second home, third home is breaking. So, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. We have caused destruction to ourselves. We have imploded. So, we need to look at the facts. A hard look, my sister, brother. Then you will get the answers.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says, oh, Ustad, Islamically, is it permissible to sue a doctor in which hands your dad passed away? Ustad?
Remember, if the person was a doctor and there was a genuine mistake and so forth, then Islamically you cannot sue him. But if the person is a quack, you must remember that he's behaving and, you know, like today you get witch doctors and traditional doctors and some quacks also. Or he's a doctor but he was under the influence of alcohol or whatever you, but you have strong concrete evidence, then Islamically, remember, you can sue him and so forth. However, the capitalistic secular world today is too sharp for us. They make you sign so many documents before the operation to indemnify themselves, so the chances of success will be very, very slim and so forth. But I gave you the answer Islamically. But anyway, we still believe that was the time for that person to pass away, and every person shall pass away on that appointed time in that appointed place.
Anonymous listener says, dear Mufti Saab, some people say that when an argument starts, you must just walk away. Allah will give you Jannat. Please elaborate, Ustad.
Yes, you see, in Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's time, that there was a group of people called the Khawarij. So when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, let us make sulah, let us reconcile, they would have the nara, the slogan, inil hukmu illa lillah. No, we must go and apply the law of Almighty Allah. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda mentioned a great word and sentence. What he said, kalimatu haqqin, what you're quoting is correct, wa iradatul batil, but your connotation, meaning and application, that is wrong. So these are the same people, they will quote Quran, they will quote hadith, all these things here, and for their own agenda. But just go back 1 year, 2 years and so forth, and you will see. But you are the ones who closed the mosque. You are the ones who joined the lesbian. To close the mosque, you went to court. You joined the lesbians in court. You can't even make one public statement against the Kuffar Shia. We challenge you on all these issues. Yeah. Then they say, no, we don't want to get involved in argument. We rather walk away. That's a sign you are defeated, humiliated, disgraced in all parts of the world. And therefore, you know that we have taken out 15, 16 books already called Ummati, Ummati. Inshallah, if anybody wants it, you just tell us and we will send it to you so you can read it, and all the evidence is there for you to see.
I see Brother Raymond from Margate. He says that, can you survive World War III, or is it impossible? A.K. Ustad.
Remember that World War III, in my 2 cents worth, Raymond, will not take place. Because Putin, you see, Putin, he knows how to terrify America, how to terrify Israel, Europe and NATO. What he did yesterday, Putin went himself. He say, my name is Putin. I am the president of Russia. And I'm going to oversee the drills, the nuclear drills and so forth. So he's creating all. He just, you know, before you know, Raymond, now I don't know you in Margate, now you guys, weather is a little bit different. Because your people's winter day is like our summer. You know, Margate, South Coast, all very nice. You know, my whole family is there also. Right. So now let's come to Johannesburg, our area, Transvaal, Gauteng, call whatever you want to. Now, when it's midwinter, so then we start the car, ignition, you see. Then we can't pull out and reverse just like that from our garages and so forth. We have to wait till the temperature rises, you see. So that's what he's doing. He's just giving them some ignition. He says, I'm just making it with the hot, you see. So I'm just starting the engines. When he does that, then the whole West is pelile, finished. So you must remember. So there won't be, you see why? If he starts that, then there will be nuclear this side, nuclear this side, both of them will get finished then. So anyway, that is my analysis. I could be right, I could be wrong, but he's a harami, but he plays his cards very smart. To take on one person, to take on the whole NATO, whole Europe, whole America, and the harami child there, the illegitimate child, Israel, is no small thing, remember that. No Muslim today can do that. No Arab leader can do that. Why? Good for nothing, impotent, majority of them murtad and shaitan. They're not even Muslims, majority of them.
I've got Tulani Ustad, he says, morning AK, Tulani here. It seems our police forum in our country are sleeping. They're only collecting a fat salary. If our police wake up, I promise you, AK, we can stop this crime. My sympathy for the family who got shot. Tulani Ustad.
Tulani, I will agree with you 25%, one third. But you're chasing the wrong people. When you go to the supermarket, you walk around somewhere and just look at our army guys, look at our police. They can't even walk properly. You saw how fat they are. When you tell them to march, you must see how they march. You will think they are clowns in the circus. You must remember this. If you go to Lani, I know this example you don't like, but what is the truth you have to speak? Apartheid was a crime against humanity. But remember this, if you look at the South African Apartheid Defense Force and the South African police under apartheid, you know how disciplined they were. There's a different thing, they were shooting innocent people. There's a separate issue. I'm speaking of the discipline. When we ourselves would look at the police, we would get frightened. You see the police car with their blue lights on, you will get frightened in the 70s and 60s and all that. You must remember. Today you look at the police, you laugh, you know it's a joker. You must remember that. Before you even start, you will say that Mina, Funa, KFC, Mina, Funa, this. He's already telling you I want bribery and all that. So how you can have law and order when we got jokers? Go to the politicians. Big speeches are given. We are anti-corruption. We're going to have this commission, that commission. Your ministers are implicated in corruption. When they going to land up there in prison? So remember this, the whole South African politicians and law enforcement, majority of them are jokers. You must remember this. Look at this mayor story. One month this group is the mayor, then this is the mayor. For what? It's all just to do for self-interest and money. Nothing to do with service delivery and all that. People are fed up, you must remember this. Yesterday I sent out to my friends, even the parents are complaining and swearing ESCOM. I can't use the words, you know. But the parents also are using FNBs against ESCOM, you must remember that. Last one.
Dr. Sab says that, Mufti Sab, is it correct for a government to charge its people to use free electricity from the sun? They call it solar taxes. Humans don't own the sun. It's free for everybody who starts. Dr.
It's a failure on behalf of the government and ESCOM. You charge us, but you can't deliver. You give us load shedding 1 hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours. Our Junaid Mota is here. Our Junaid Khan, my engineer, our engineer. In his area, he gets load shedding 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day. Go ask them. So in extension 9 year in Lanesia. So now you can't provide a service, but you want, we must still pay. And now when he uses solar and that, then you want to tax them. So that shows that you are crooks. You must remember these type of things here. You can't supply, and then when we do our own thing, we want to put on our borehole, you want to tax us. We want to put solar, you want to tax us. It shows how incompetent, useless you are. Okay, today, remember 8:30 to 9, Brother Abu Bakr Rawat, forward with Ma Zaid Khan. And then inshallah 11 to 12 in our lesson fiqh today, we discuss that Kitabul Rada'a regarding breastfeeding and suckling. Very interesting lesson between 11 and 12. And 1 to 2 will be tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Remember, today is the first of Rabi'ul Akhir. Read the dua. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Barakallahu Fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.